أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليبلونكم الله بشيء منكم ورماحكم ليعلم الله من يخافه بالغيب فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 94 of Surah Ma'idah. First, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said to us, do not make haram what Allah Ta'ala had made halal. Thereafter, something that was halal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made haram forever, alcohol, gambling, etc. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about something that is usually in other conditions halal, but in a particular condition, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it haram. And that is to hunt game, to hunt hunting animals. When a person is in ihram, or a person is in the haram of Makkah, then a person is not allowed to hunt game. And this is the discussion, this verse and the next verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, layabluwannakumullahu bishay'im minas-sayd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly test you about something with regards to game, to hunting animals. Tanaluhu aydikum wa rimahukum, which your hands and your spears will procure. Some narrations have it, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had undertaken the journey of Umrah, and then he was stopped at Hudaybiyah, which subsequently resulted in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, in the 6th year of the Hijrah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba had put on the ihram at Zul Hulayfa, just out of Medina Tayyibah. They were in the state of ihram, and they came to Hudaybiyah, being the haram also of Makkah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tested them. Some ulama say, like how Allah ta'ala tested the Bani Israel. Allah ta'ala said to the Bani Israel that you will not go out and fish on a Saturday. But then the test of Allah Ta'ala had come that the fish began to surface up and they could see it. It became so easy for them. And like that, Allah Ta'ala tested Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. That on the one hand, the great test was, you had come for Umrah, but you will not enter the haram. You in ihram, but you will not be able to relinquish, take out that ihram after your Umrah. You are not going to go into Makkah at this stage. Next test that Allah Ta'ala tested Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is that the game, these hunting animals began to roam around, walk around where Sahaba were camping to such an extent, like Allah Ta'ala is saying, minas-saydi tanaluhu aydikum wa rimahukum, that your hands and your spears could have procured, with your hands you could have just caught this game, leave even shooting it. That was how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Why these rules, why these laws? One wisdom Allah ta'ala says, لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. So that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now the literal translation would be, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows who fears Allah ta'ala without seeing Allah ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala knows all of this before the test also. So لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ, according to some ulama, will be so that Allah Ta'ala would show others who feared Allah Ta'ala without seeing Allah. We as an ummah, we look up at Sahaba, and we look at Sahaba, then look at this test. If we were there, what would we have done? Fatwa shopping, asking from person to person, interpreting, misinterpreting, misperceiving the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala shows us that this was the Ashab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was so firm that their hands didn't even go towards it. They didn't even ask whether it is permissible once Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it haram. One question that does arise is that in the state of ihram, why is this haram? In the haram of Makkah, why is this haram? We are there to pursue Allah Ta'ala. We are there to look for and find Allah Ta'ala. We are not there to chase game and animals and then move away from our maqsad of finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why certain things that were halal, before the state of ihram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it haram, because certain things that was halal, Allah made it haram, so that we do not move away from this maqsad. We do not move away from the objective of finding and looking for Allah ta'ala. فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ Then whoever thereafter transgresses, exceeds the bounds and the limitations, فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Then for him will be a painful punishment. That on the one hand, there is a expiation that needs to be paid out, that Allah discusses in the next ayat. But if a person continues to violate, then obviously the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will befall such an individual. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.